Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Refuse to Be Done, How to Write and Rewrite a Novel in Three Drafts by Matt Bell is a practical guide to finishing a novel by treating drafting and revision as a structured, repeatable process. Instead of positioning rewriting as a mysterious talent or a punishing grind, Bell frames it as craft work with clear goals for each stage. The book organizes the journey into three drafts, each focused on a different level of decision-making, from discovering the story on the page to strengthening the novel's structure and finally sharpening language and presentation. Bell draws on his experience as a novelist and teacher to translate common revision struggles into actionable methods, helping writers move from messy beginnings to a coherent, compelling manuscript. The emphasis is on momentum and clarity. Identify what the draft is for, make the right kinds of changes at the right time, and avoid getting stuck in endless tinkering. It is designed for writers who want a plan for completing a draft and revising with purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Draft 1 as Discovery and Material Gathering. The book treats the first draft as an exploratory phase where the primary job is to generate story material rather than perfect it. Bell encourages writers to draft in a way that captures energy, surprise, and forward motion, even when the plot is uncertain or the prose is uneven. This stage is about finding what the novel wants to be by letting characters, conflicts, images, and questions accumulate on the page. Instead of judging early pages by publication standards, the writer learns to evaluate them for usefulness, what tensions appear, what patterns repeat, and what moments feel alive enough to build on. The approach reduces the pressure that often stops projects early, because incompleteness and roughness are not failures but expected features of the process. The first draft becomes a map of possibilities, including dead ends that still teach the writer what the story is not. By the end of this draft, the writer should have a full manuscript to work with and a clearer sense of the novel's central engine, even if the structure and voice still need major refinement. Secondly, Draft 2 as Structural Revision and Reimagining. Bell frames the second draft as the moment to make the novel work at the level of architecture. Rather than polishing sentences too soon, the writer looks for the strongest version of the story and commits to changes that may be substantial, rearranging scenes, altering points of view, reshaping timelines, or rebuilding the plot around the most compelling through line. This draft focuses on causality, escalation, and coherence, asking whether each major section earns its place and whether the reader's experience matches the novel's intentions. Bell highlights the importance of diagnosing problems accurately, since many line-level issues are symptoms of deeper structural uncertainty. A scene that feels flat may lack stakes, a confusing chapter may reflect missing transitions, and repetitive passages may indicate that the story has not yet clarified what changes from beginning to end. The second draft becomes an act of decision-making, choosing what the book is truly about and designing the narrative to deliver that promise. The goal is a manuscript that functions as a story, with a shape the writer can trust before investing effort in refinement. Thirdly, Draft 3 as Language, Voice, and Reader Experience, the third draft is presented as the stage where the writer earns the reader's trust through craft on the page. With the story's structure largely set, attention can shift to voice, clarity, pacing within scenes, and the specific effects produced by diction and rhythm. Bell emphasizes that polishing is not merely cosmetic. Sentence-level choices determine how the novel feels moment to moment, how quickly information arrives, and how emotional beats land. This draft tackles repetition, imprecision, and tonal inconsistency, while also strengthening description, dialogue, and transitions so the narrative reads smoothly. It is also the phase to evaluate what the reader knows when, ensuring that suspense, surprise, and revelation arrive at intentional points. Bell's three-draft model helps writers avoid the trap of endless micro-edits by giving a clear purpose to this pass, refine what already works, and align style with the novel's deepest aims. The outcome is a manuscript closer to submission quality, where the writing supports the story rather than distracting from it, and where each page feels like part of the same book. Fourthly, diagnosing revision problems and choosing effective fixes. A central value of the book is its focus on diagnosis, teaching writers to identify what kind of problem they are facing before they reach for solutions. Bell distinguishes between issues of concept, structure, scene design, and language because each category calls for different tools. If the premise is not generating enough pressure, no amount of sentence polish will create momentum. If characters lack clear desires, adding more events may only add noise. By treating revision as problem solving, the writer builds a repeatable method, observe what feels off, name the underlying cause, and select interventions proportionate to the issue. This mindset also reduces emotional overwhelm. Revision stops being a vague sense that the book is broken and becomes a set of manageable tasks, from rethinking a character's goal to rewriting a scene around a sharper turn. Bell also encourages writers to prioritize changes with the biggest impact, moving from high-leverage adjustments to finer improvements. The result is a more efficient workflow and a stronger draft at each stage, because effort is directed toward what will meaningfully improve the reading experience. Lastly, sustaining momentum and building a repeatable process. Beyond craft techniques, the book offers a philosophy of finishing. A novel is completed through a process that respects limited time, attention, and confidence. Bell's three-draft framework gives writers a practical container for motivation because it breaks an intimidating goal into successive missions. Each draft has a definition of done, which helps prevent perfectionism and premature despair. The approach also supports planning and self-management, such as setting realistic targets, creating revision plans, and tracking progress through clear milestones. Bell implicitly addresses the emotional side of rewriting, acknowledging that big changes can feel like setbacks even when they are necessary improvements. By normalizing the idea that multiple drafts are part of the work, the writer can revise without interpreting difficulty as failure. The book also encourages flexibility. The model is a guide, not a rigid rule, and writers can adapt it to different genres and creative temperaments. The lasting takeaway is a repeatable practice that can be applied to future projects, making finishing not a rare event, but a skill that improves over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring and working novelists who struggle to finish drafts, feel stuck in revision, or suspect they are editing the wrong things at the wrong time. It also serves writers returning to a messy manuscript after a long break, as well as experienced authors who want a cleaner, more repeatable workflow. The core benefit is clarity. By separating drafting and rewriting into three purposeful stages, the reader gains a realistic plan for moving from raw material to a coherent, engaging novel. That structure can reduce procrastination and perfectionism because it defines what to focus on today and what to postpone until the right draft. The book can improve a reader's life by making creative work feel manageable and by increasing the likelihood of completing a project that matters to them, which is often the hardest step toward publication or personal satisfaction. Compared with broader writing advice that stays inspirational or generic, Bell's strength is the concrete revision framework and the emphasis on diagnosis, which helps writers spend effort where it yields the biggest improvements. For writers who want a practical path to a finished manuscript, it is worth buying as a focused guide to rewriting with intent. If you would like to support Matt Bell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.